ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 3 and Text number 4, Talks between Lord Shiva and Sati. Tasmin Brahmarshayaha Sarve Devarshi Pitra Devataha आसन कृत स्वस्ति अन्यः अयनः तत्पत्न्यः च स बृहतार्कः भर्त्रार्कः तस्मिन् ब्रह्मर्षय सर्वे देवर्षि पितृदेवताः आसन् कृत स्वस्त्यन्यनाश तत्पत्न्यः च स भर्तकः तस्मिन् ब्रह्मर्षय सर्वे देवर्षि पितृदेवताः आसन् कृत स्वस्त्यन्यनाश तत्पत्नैश्च स भर्तृकः तस्मिन् ब्रह्मर्षय सर्वे देवर्षि पितृदेवताः आसन् कृत स्वस्त्यन्यनाश तत्पत्न्यैश्च स भर्तृकः तस्मिन् इन् दट् सक्रिफैस् ब्रह्मऋषयः ब्रह्मऋषीस् सर्वे ओल् Devarshi, Devarshis, Pitru, ancestors, Devataha, the demigods, Asan, where Kritasvasti Ayanaha, were very nicely decorated with ornaments, Tatpatnyaha, their wives, Cha, and Sabhratrakaha, along with their husbands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While the sacrifice was being performed, many Brahmarshis, great sages, ancestral demigods, and other demigods, and their wives, all very nicely decorated with ornaments, attended from different parts of the universe. In any auspicious ceremony, such as marriage ceremony, sacrificial ceremony, or puja ceremony, it is auspicious for married women to decorate themselves very nicely with ornaments, fine clothing, and cosmetics. These are auspicious signs. Many heavenly women assembled with their husbands, the devarshis, demigods, and rajarshis, in that great sacrifice named Brahaspati Sava. It is specifically mentioned in this verse that they approached with their husbands, for when a woman is decorated nicely, her husband becomes very cheerful. The nice decoration, ornaments, and dress of the wives of the demigods and sages and the cheerfulness of the demigods and sages themselves were all auspicious signs for the ceremony.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
Chakshulmilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tasmin Brahmarshaya Sarve Devarshi Pitru Devataha Asan Kruta Swastyanyanaya Stad Patnyascha Sabhartrakaha. While the sacrifice was being performed, many Brahmarshis, great sages, ancestral demigods, and other demigods, their wives, all very nicely decorated with ornaments, attended from all different parts of the universe. And Srila Prabhupada said, it is very auspicious that the ladies are nicely decorated when any religious ceremony occurs. This is a Vedic custom. It has so many connotations or references that in ideal household life, it is also recommended. Married women, they can decorate to inspire their husbands. Decoration nicely doesn't mean it is going out of the character of fidelity. Fidelity is important, but that is important to a duly authorized married life. Prior to that, one should not attend. But these days, to attract the possible, right partner, women decorate themselves. But then it is not authorized. They can decorate when some process of, say, betrothal is there, when they are to be sanctioned. So the parents can tell, direct their daughters that somebody is coming to see, please decorate nicely. Do not become a lousy slob. The potency of attraction is to be used in Krishna consciousness. Sri means beauty. It is Krishna's endowment. We may call it fair sex, but that is very loose terminology. In ideal grihastha ashram, one may help the husband in all his duty, even neglecting their bodies. Women like Devahuti is celebrated as an austere person because her husband, Kardamuni, was very austere. As soon as they got married, austerity began. Because the purpose of fidelity is to become complementary in the service of the husband to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Guru system. That is the second most important function. First is to cultivate the fidelity because the spirit soul is directly connected with Lord Krishna. So Krishna has set up everything. Why he himself is all attractive? And Krishna says, I have invested my attractiveness in the women. In the women. Kirti Sri Vakshanarinam. We discussed the other day. Seven qualities are invested of Lord Krishna himself, that I am in this. And there is only one of Krishna's investment in egoistic people. Is what? Paurusham Drushu. In the male human being, I am Paurusham. But one is not equal to seven. If Krishna is investing himself seven times more, the ladies have to utilize each and every aspect of Krishna's expansion in them as these qualities. Kirti, the fame. So chastity is very important to retain the fame. Sri, Vak, Vani. The other day we said that Vani should be very conducively to properly situate the pleasing atmosphere in the home. Vak. Chanakya Pandit said that even in your home, if there is not sweet pleasing mother and that function of the wife is also to have sweet speech, then it is better that he should leave the home. Why? There's no difference between a forest and a home. Both are wild. Yasya grihe mata nasti bharya cha apriyavadini. Apriyavadini. Aranyatena gantavyam yatha graham tatha aranyam. So, because these qualities are very conducive in Krishna consciousness, such decoration on married women and with the sari especially is called jajwalyaman. Jajwalyaman. Bright, flaring, not gaudy colors. Because some of the colors are forbidden to wear in front of Krishna. Like red. Red is passionate. So, they are flashy colors. We should avoid. The ladies are required to become representative of the families of demigods, because all the fire sacrifices are meant for pleasing Lord Vishnu, and therefore it is the duty, or what you call a dress code, has to be applied. So, and because what we call women are very attached to the finer clothes and exposing the bodily features, but it is to please Lord Krishna and nobody else. If we distract from the target, then it creates other, mic reactions of Maya. So there are dress codes. The demigods have their wives. Rishis were having their wives. Pitrus are also with their wives. The whole higher planetary system have the higher and higher standard of family life. But the aim and instructions were same. You can imagine how the same instructions are to be applied in Devi Varnashram system. When this was 5,000 years back, when Narad Muni was instructing Yudhishthir Maharaj about ideal householder life. When after marriage, Devahuti and Karda Muni were directly engaged in austere services. Devahuti, without any consideration, started assisting her husband in his meditation. He was taking all the care of provision of the even sacrifice and whatever is needed to undisturbedly keep on meditating. She never looked after herself. She was so dedicated, so chaste, that after a long period, she was neglecting her body. She was in a matted hair situation, emaciated body. And Karda Muni, when he opened his trance, who is this sickly lady beside him, could not identify. But then he realized by the process, oh my God, how many days and years just passed. So then he realized his household duty. Household duties are secondary in the sense that the primary commitment of the Lord to the Lord is should be very intact. And then have the spiritual master always through his instruction to guide our path in household life. Then the women can cooperate with their husband and live ideally. If the first two are not there, third is a broken home. So this is very important to understand. Everything is allowed, they will not be bereft of decorating and enhancing the beauty for the pleasure of their husband. It is their duty, but not for others. So watch out. That function should not be applied prior to a duly married life. Otherwise, it is for enticing the opposite sex, and there is no other consideration. If the priority changes because of lack of education, because of no culture, you know, then things will go topsy-turvy. And such things are also there in India. Don't think India is behind in this transgression. Even the demons have their wives, even the Yamadutas have their families. So many things are in higher upper system. But the standard of living is very disciplinary and higher than this human standard. Because of lack of discipline, there are a lot of violation in the fulfillment of householder life. Because violations do not support the peacefulness in the household. Violation is also violence. A kind of violence is a violence. So, Daksha is performing a great sacrifice, and he was appointed as the Mukhya Yajman, the main, you know, worshipper. So he thinks he has all the ability in him. Therefore he got puffed up. But he also failed to recognize that it is Krishna's prowess, Krishna's prowess, that is invested in him. It is not his own. If ability, paurusham drushu, if the ability in man is there, that potency is Lord Krishna's transformation. But is that ability simply to be exhibited in sex life? Or ability to take up the responsibility as an ideal person? Prabhupada quotes about this. There is a talk, and in reference to even Lilamritam, you will see the early passage that Prabhupada said one elderly lady came, and the mother of Mukunda, he got married with Janaki, right? So that the mother was so surprised that in our culture, at the age of 18, they have liberty and they leave home to prove themselves, but most of them, they extend the responsibility. So after age of 35, then they decide to settle down. In India also, people are thinking and missing the opportunity of fulfillment of this obligation. So-called career-oriented women, they do not think of getting married in time. And they think afterwards. That is the effect of Kali. Because they don't want any obligation, the free, sense gratification, free mixing and then selecting, if somebody is there. But the foundation of even matchmaking is so loose. It is described in 12th canto about the character of Kali Yuga, that They will get married only on the basis of how much are you going to fulfill my sense gratification. The contract marriage and this and that. It is based on sense gratification, not as a duty for the ideal household or life. So the idea is that this is going on up to the higher planetary systems called Swargaloka, and all these are, and they can travel intergalactic, you know, they can travel higher the planetary system, 14 planetary systems, the upper are 7, lower are, we are in the middle. So the ability increases, but they are still conditioned. They are increasing the standard of living. You know, the standard of living in America is the best, and they don't want to give up to anybody and don't want to come to second to anybody. They will fight and create war. In 1992, the war with Iraq flared up because Iraq wanted to uplift their country by selling their petroleum at a little higher price. And the OPEC people objected because their quota or their sales are going to decrease. So, George Bush, the first one, not the idiot son, but the George Bush, the first one, he said, the OPEC is going to disturb our standard of life. He said so. And therefore we must not yield to them, go and fight and destroy them. The other one, his son, when he became president, he made a hoax of mass destructive weapons. Weapons of mass destruction. And they found none. But nonetheless, he worsened the war situation, and the fighting is still going on. Who has done, because they do not follow the idealism. Idealism is not the increasing the standard of living in Kali Yuga, in the planet Earth. Rather, it's a matter of survival, not of, loading over. They are the one who created such a precarious situation by misusing the resources of material nature for sense gratification, self-aggrandizement. Prabhupada uses this word because to indicate that this Western world, the Western civilization, is no civilization. What kind of civilization is there that leads to war and pestilence deliberately? And there are so many agents, for mass destruction. The GMO food is also a weapon for mass destruction. The artificial fertilizers, they polluted everything, water as well as earth, and the air also. Countless people are dying. You don't need to see Holocaust. Simply, we need to preach about violence against humanity by so-called powerful nations, because they don't want to change the style of their living. They can go to the war. We see, in India we are resilient to such changes. Therefore, the Vedic culture was superior, more peaceful, more benevolent, and when it comes to support the lives of billions of people, Earth is capable to do it. Prabhupada, you know, would put so much emphasis that these demoniac ideas can be repelled only when we establish the Devi Pranasam system of self-sufficiency. Doesn't it? Mother Earth has abundance and she can withdraw or she can give, because she is directly working under the jurisdiction of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in all the phases of our life, when an ideal grastha ashram is supposed to be maintaining all the three other ashramas, unless and until they are disciplined and ready to work in cooperation with God's plan, you know, they will not have anything to contribute but to worsen the situation. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted Devi Varnasam system. It is very, very important. And he left on his followers to establish it. Devi Varnasam does not need to open up a so-called vocational training school for engineering and other polytechnical subject matters. So we see material achievement of an expert progenitor. Daksha Prajapati was very, very puffed up. And when he was chosen to preside, not in performance, but as the yajman, he thinks, this is to my glory. You know. So anyway, Krishna has his own plan. And Lord Shiva is a representative of Lord Shri Krishna. You know, explains so many esoteric truth leading to the character of the absolute truth. You know. And this chapter is very, very important. So, even a simple description of heavenly ladies decorating to glorify their husband, you know, they are not louses. So, when these descriptions are there, the neglect of Lord Shiva will be there. And Uma, who got married with Lord Shiva, she was Dakshayani or Daksha's daughter. She has to learn the lesson. What happens when one neglects such transcendental information or instructions? When it was being imparted by Lord Shiva, she was very, very desirous to go and meet. So she went, but she had to learn hard way. So we see how Daksha was treating by mind, words and actions Lord Shiva. However materially perfect Prajapati is, but if he is missing the point of ideal Varnasham system, the Devi Varnasham system, then a great havoc can come. So it is coming that after, even though after the instructions to Devi, she wanted to go and meet her family, right? Because she saw in the sky all the wives of the demigods along with their husbands, they were flying, nicely decorated. So her psyche also wanted to go. If my husband is not going because he's not invited, but I am the daughter of my father, and certainly he will receive me, so I can represent my husband. Oh my God. That is the idea. You know, that's it is the attachment to the family, but because she is Vaishnavi, but she can't work against the desire of the Lord. Right? So she learns that lesson. She was thinking, if my husband is not here, let me go and represent him. You know, because this is Vajpayee Yajna. And here it is said that, what is the name? Brahaspati Sava. Great sacrifice. Brahaspati Sava. So, such a great sacrifice will yield so much, and everyone will receive their share. I will receive my husband's share and bring it to him. So such calculations are not fitting. They are not worthy. Wives may be better half of the husband, but they can't represent the husband because they are dependent. Dependent cannot represent as the head of the household because it is too junior in position and service. So, the standard of behavior, standard of living, standard of opulence, and everything so nicely and meticulously decorated, you will find higher and higher in Swargaloka, not in America. Not in America. They are foolish people. What can you say? They can't listen to anybody. And when the power of the American public is invested in presidential election, however idiot one may be, you know, the power makes him powerful, even for 4 years. So this is what is happening. But it is misused, misdirected. Civilization doesn't know any importance of the Vedic, you know, values. Therefore, we have to become an ideal society by accepting all these instructions given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, before getting married, please study 7th canto, 14th chapter, very well. When the devotees get married, you know, and if they don't read, then they can't blame. Anybody has any question? Is it possible? Yes. Srila Prabhupada gave you the order.
tell your spiritual master to help you. You know? Yes. Human being is basically a spiritual being, not material being, because of developed consciousness. But if he chooses to remain only animal, then how can you establish Varnashram? Varnashram is not there in animal kingdom. And you still want to remain as an animal and not as a human being. Varnashram doesn't mean eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is not Varnashram system. It's animal propensity. They also do the same thing. Our aim and objective is directed through the medium of consciousness to the highest development of Krishna consciousness. That is the aim. Nowhere it is the aim. Even the demigods do not have the aim because they are in Swargaloka. They have such high standard that, you know, one will be enamored, but one can make mistake there too. If Krishna has provided Adi Barhan, what was Narad Muni's name as a Gandharva? Upabarhan. He was so obsessed by singing and in the company of women. So he forgot the purpose of his singing. And Indra chastised him. Indra was working in favor of Krishna. Go, become a Shudra. So, we are not supposed to associate with women simply for sense gratification. That is not the aim, because they are spiritual beings also. And that kind of association is condemned. Procreation is to be done in act of purity rather than an act of, you know, lust and ignorance. Therefore Krishna says, dharma artho bharatarsha kamo asmi, dharma aviruddha, one which is not contrary to the religious principle, I am that sex life. It is meant for procreation, to become Prajapati. The whole foundation of ideal Varnashram system, that is Devi Varnashram system. Otherwise also Varnashram system is there but failing. But Devi Varnashram system is the only hope to sustain that system. So, love. Don't jump up. Any other question?
Maharaj, Brahma Rishis, what are they? Brahma Rishis.
Brahma Rishis, they are in Brahmaloka. The Rishis are the assistants of Lord Brahma. Or we call Brahma begot them by the mental conception. The original seven rishis and many more. They are Brahma rishis. Vasishtha was a Brahma rishi. Even Vishwamitra became Brahma rishi because that was the fight between the two. They were friends. But one was born of Kshatriya, Vishwamitra, and Vasishtha Muni says, you are not a Brahman. And there was always a quarrel and competition. So Vishwamitra said, I will show you, I will become Brahman.
they may not exhibit the devotional character. Nonetheless, they came to serve in Lord Krishna's Leela, Lord Ramchandra's Leela. The same Vishwamitra Muni was directly in contact, all right, and he got Ram and Lakshman from Dasharatha by showing his power. And Dasharatha didn't want to become separated from his sons, loving sons. He was so much obsessed. But in front of Vishwamitra, he did not dare to. Otherwise, the breath of Vishwamitra Muni would devastate him. So reluctantly, he let them go. Yeah, Brahmarshi is very powerful, but powerful with material nature. They may not act all the time in favor of the Lord. There are Brahmarakshas too. Brahmarshis are there, Brahmarakshas also there. Originally, when Brahma was giving the bodies to the living entities who were in front, you know, naturally, these living entities in their subtle form were avoided first. But at the back of Brahma, you know, there were these impatient personalities in subtle form. They were very much anxious to receive the bodies. But they saw that Brahma is not paying attention to them. So, hullabol, they converge upon Brahma, threatening him, "Let me eat him, because he is becoming partial. Let's eat him up." And others support, "Hey, yeah, don't spare him. Finish him up." Then Brahma got noticed that these are the living entities waiting for a long time. They said, yes, I'm your father, but wait, you can't kill me, you can't eat me, otherwise you won't get it. So those who said, "Kill him and eat him up," they are called Rakshasas. And those who say, "Don't spare him," they are called Yakshas, assistants of Rakshasas. Right. Bhutas are subservient to them. And they all love Shivji. They are the followers of Lord Shiva. A so-called devotee of Lord Shiva is also initially a bhut. A bhut in gross body, because he has manifested. So, bhava means to manifest. The bhuta, he is already manifested. They accompany Lord Shiva because nobody can support them. If somebody gets loose from their company, then they will try to converge on a weak-minded person and get possessed. They need settlement. So Lord Shiva can settle them. They are very faithful servant of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva sends them to help the mother when she is going to her father's home. When Shiva came to marry her, they were the only companions Lord Shiva has. Right? Any other question or comments? Yeah. I don't know. You can ask Jim Kong or whatever his name is. He can tell you better. Jim Young or whatever his name is. I'm not going to talk to Trump for that. He will blurt out some abuses. We stay away from them. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.